Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 24th day of Nisan, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masech de Kloim, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Gimel. Anyone who is over a loisase of the Torah, violates a negative command of the Torah, gets malchus, lashes. As it says, V'hoyim bin ha-kosarasha. How many does he get? He gets 39. Even though we mention all the time, or the Mishnah has mentioned 40, it's actually the number leading up to 40. Our Mishnah is going to talk about a case of a person who violates the Isra of working with two different types of animals, but it's going to tell us that not just the one who is leading the mixture of animals, but even one who's sitting in the wagon, who also is said to be contribute to this love, to this working with the two animals, and will be Chayv Malchus. Hamanig, says the Mishnah, person who's leading the two different types of animals, doing a malacha, sofik asar boim, he will get the 39 lashes. As we explained before, the 40 means 39, really. As why? What violation has he been transgressed? And that is, loy sacharosh b'shorvach mayachtav, he should not plough with an ox and a donkey together. It applies two different animals, any work, not just ploughing. He's violated it. He'll get the malchus. V'hayoshev bakorin sofek zarboim. And even the one who's sitting in the wagon, even though he's not leading it, since he's sitting in it, causes the animals to move. That's considered like someone who leads the animals. He will also get malchus on account of the same pasuk. Rabbi Meir Poter. Rabbi Meir says no. He says the one who sits in the wagon does not get malchus. According to him, just sitting in the wagon does not cause the animals to move. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. The halacha is that one who sits is also gets malchus, gets lashes. V'hashlishis shehi keshura l'artzois. And if you have a third animal that's connected by straps or to the straps, that's also asura, that's also prohibited to lead the animals when they're tied. What does that mean? There are two ways of understanding it. One way is that a case where we have two horses, for example, that are pulling a wagon, pulling a carriage, and he ties a third animal, but this time it's a donkey, to the straps of the horses. Even though the wagon is mainly being driven along by the two horses, doesn't matter. It's still prohibited to attach that donkey as well, and one who does so will be it will be violating this prohibition. And even though the Mishnah says only asura, only prohibited, as the Tiferes Yisrael explains, it means also will get malchus. Not just prohibited lachatchila, but will get malchus. Then there is a second way of understanding the Mishnah, and that is the way the Rambam understands it. Hashlishis, the third, is not referring to a third animal, but a third carriage. Meaning that even though you've got two carriages being led by a mixture of animals, two different animals, and there's a third wagon being dragged or being connected along with, behind the two in front of it, it is also osur to sit in that third wagon if the whole thing is being pulled by a mixture of animals. And therefore it mentions shlishis, the third one, because according to the opinion of the Rambam, the carriage, that was the second wagon. The first wagons usually was used to transport things or freight. The second one was where the passenger wagon. And here the Mishnah wants to tell us that even if there was a third wagon attached, a third carriage attached, that would also be osur under the prohibition of working with different animals, even if a person sat in that third wagon. Mishnah Dalet. Ein koishrin es asus, loy letzidei hakorin, v'loy la'achar hakorin. We cannot attach a horse to the sides of a carriage, which is being dragged along by, which is being pulled by oxen, or behind the carriage, which is being pulled along by oxen. And the reason is because a horse sometimes pushes his body, his weight along the carriage, and therefore also is contributing to the carriages moving. And again, you've got horses and therefore oxen. You've got different animals working together in the same malacha, forbidden. V'loy es ha-luvdikim ligmalim. Nor is one allowed to attach the luvdikim. These are donkeys that come from the city of Luv, and they are very strong and powerful horses, powerful donkeys. You can't attach them to the to camels, even though the Luvdikim look very much like camels. And the Mishnah wants to tell us they're still considered two different species, and it is forbidden to work with them together. Some of Farshim learned that we're talking here about camels that are doing work. It's also to attach Luvdikim because they're going to help the camels. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol ha-nolodim min ha-sus. Any animals that have a mother that is a horse, a mare, afal pi she avihen chamoir, even though the father may have been a donkey, so therefore we've got a breed that's a mixed breed. Father, mother was a horse, and the father was a donkey. They are not kolaim with each other, and therefore mutarin zemzeh. One is allowed to work with each other, because we look at the mother. If they've got the same mother, then that's fine. That's all we care about, and it's considered the same animal. V'chein ha-nelodim min ha-chamor, and therefore also animals that come from a donkey, that are born, that the mother was a donkey, even though aval pish avim sus, even the father was a horse, mutarin zemzeh, they're allowed to work with each other. For the same reason, they're considered the same animal, same species. Aval ha-nelodim min ha-sus, but if you have animals that they're born from a male, from the mother, which was a horse, with animals that are born with a mother was a donkey, they are forbidden to be worked together. Asurim zemzeh, because since their mothers are come from different species, that's called kelaim, and we follow the mother, and that is halacha like Rabbi Yehuda.